gossip. Maybe sometimes I find out things and I pass that information on. You know, kind of like a public service.
Let's go!
And now, with all the latest celebrity dirt, here's Rachel.
One of the most noteworthy moments at last night's Emmys was a Tina Fey wardrobe malfunction. Also, Michael Douglas thanked Catherine Zeta-Jones, even though they're separated, and Kerry Washington did not become the first African-American to win Best Actress in a Drama Series. Jack Klugman's son is not happy that the Emmys gave five people special individual in memoriam tributes at the Emmys, and his dad wasn't one of them, while Corey Monteith was. He called it criminal and added, quote, "They're celebrating this self-inflicted tragedy instead of celebrating the life of my father, who won three Emmys. Corey Monteith never won an Emmy." During a performance at a music festival this weekend, Miley Cyrus wore almost nothing, slapped a little person's butt, twerked, sang into a banana microphone, and cried while singing Wrecking Ball. You know, the usual for Miley. Mumford & Sons wrapped up their tour in Kansas on Friday night, and now they're going on hiatus. Keyboardist Ben Lovett says, quote, "There won't be any Mumford & Sons activities for the foreseeable future. We're going to take a considerable amount of time off." And Oprah Winfrey is admitting that she had a nervous breakdown last year over her struggling network OWN. She says, quote, "I wasn't ready to go run naked in the streets. Let's make that very clear. But I had reached a point where I just couldn't take in any more stimulation. Okay? That's what I meant by that."